The Monongahela River flows northeasterly in southwestern Pennsylvania on to Pittsburgh, and its confluence is with the Allegheny River to form what would be the Ohio River. What is the significance of Monongahela to Richland County, Wisconsin, you ask? And now for a Richland County Historical Society History Moment. Here's the rest of the story. According to Genealogy Trails from Towns Chapter 2, Monongahela, its source, The History of Crawford and Richland Counties in 1881, transcribed by Richard Ramus, a brief reference is located on page 1026. It reads as follows. In 1844, and some claim 1845, the commissioners of Iowa County appointed James Murphy and two others to select a county seat in the area of that of Richland County. They came and selected the northwest fraction quarter of Section 2, Town 1, Range 1 West, now included in what is the town of Eagle. It was the prospective seat of justice. About 1 year later, Francis A. Hill surveyed a village here, laying out lots and blocks. They named it Monongahela. For a time, Ambrose E. Parrish ran a saloon there, but everything else connected with the village has long since passed away. And then there's another reference located on page 865, profiling James Appleby. James Appleby married in 1846 to Susanna C. Palmer. They had 9 children. In 1849, he came to Richland County and settled in what would be known as the town of Eagle. He made his home in that town until 1853, when he removed to Richwood in Section 4. Mr. Appleby has been in the county surveyor's position for 17 years. His official survey was made in 1850 for the town of Richmond. It was a road commenced from the middle of Commerce Street, located in then the village of Monongahela, and extended past Rudolph's Mill. Further, according to Margaret Helen Scott in her book of Richland County Place Names on page 34, she includes the Indian word meaning sliding banks. The Indian word would be spelled Menaugahel, then so pronounced Menaugahel. Possibly, there was a connection to the Monongahela River area from southwestern Pennsylvania. Yet, that cannot be certain either.
It's the last call for a chance to visit the Aikie School Museum. Sunday, September 24th marks the end of the season for the Richland County Historical Society's one-room school museum. Admission is free, but donations are appreciated. The museum is open from 1 to 4 every Sunday from June through September. Students across the area are back in school. Why not you? Plan to visit the Aikie School Museum on County Highway TB, midway between Twin Bluffs and the intersection of Highway 60 near Gotham, from 1 to 4 through Sunday, September 24th.